But in this imperfect world, I was only able to locate two typewriters, and both have problems with certain letters. But I sincerely hope that between the two machines, you'll be able to type every word you need.
You are a dear friend, Ra.
I know, Max. You who is a dear
you
friend.
You are so dear to me.
No, honestly.
I appreciate what you do.
These are just sensitivity
about my needs. Can I ask a small question in between this discussion, none of my business, about who is a dear friend and who is not, just to check the century?
Excuse me?
Is this the 21st century, or did I slip without realizing into a time warp?
What are you talking about?
At Secretarial College in history class, we were told of a former time before computers when typing was done on machines and our country was called Bechuanaland and dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Coco!
And that is someone at the door. Excuse me.
I'll go.
Melama, is this the number one ladies detective agency?
I'm sorry, my sister, but the job of secretary has unfortunately already been taken. As I say, unfortunately.
I am not a secretary, Ma. I have a job. I just need to speak with a detective.
About what?
About a problem.
A problem? A mystery?
Yes, exactly. A mystery.
Hallelujah. Don't panic, please. Just sit down here and we can enjoy a cup of bush tea in the shade. I am Mara Montre, the detective. That is me. We have a case.
Yes.
I need tea. My name is Happy. Happy Babette.
That is a good name. And are you happy?
Most of the time I am happy. Although, of course, at the moment I have come to see you because I am not happy.
Of course. But what kind of parents you had calling you happy? Imagine if they called you miserable.
Yes. That would not have been good.
Or ugly. Imagine if every time someone said, are you ugly? You would have to say, yes, I am.
Yes. Or if they had called me fat, then I would always have to say, yes, it is me. I am fat, for example.
Oh, no, Ma. I'm of traditional build. And many men like it that way.
Of course.
Now, tell me, what is making you unhappy, Happy Babetsi?
Here's my story. When I was very young, my daddy left home and we never heard from him again.
I'm sorry.
No, do not be too sad. My mother and I were very happy. But one day we heard from a friend that they had been in a hospital in Zimbabwe and had seen a man they think was my dad. And he was being carried out on a trolley, dead.
Oh, now I am sorry.
Then, 2 years ago, my mother herself died.
This is truly bad news.
Yes, I miss her very much. But she had taught me many things. And since she was late, I have made a great success of my life in her honor. But 2 months ago, I was sitting in the garden of my very nice house when an old man approached and he said to me, "Are you happy, Babette?" And I said, yes, I am. And he began to weep and cry. And he said, "My darling Happy, I am your daddy. Your daddy." He was not dead.
Mm-mm.
He was not dead. This is a very good story. My daddy returned. And I took him in and I fed him. And every day since then, I have attended to all his needs. And there are many. He does no work. He does no cleaning. And he is always asking for more beer, more pap, and more meat.
Well, my sister, taking care of an old man can be very taxing. I took care of my father for many years of illness. It was hard. But in the end, it was the best time I ever spent.
Because he was your daddy.
Yes. That is my problem, Ma. I am stuck.